The Quickies on in.com.
The week might be coming to an end, but updates and gossip never take a break, especially in the world of entertainment. My name is Arjun, and I'm going to tell you what's been happening only here on Quickies, brought to you by in.com. The world is filled with unsung heroes, helping the world one step and one person at a time. However, Anand Kumar is helping 30 people at a time. Based out of Bihar, Anand runs a special program called Super 30 and helps 30 financially underprivileged students by teaching them for the IIT JEE entrance examination. He's been doing it for years now, and this noble cause has gotten him featured in BBC, Discovery Channel, and the New York Times in the past. His recognition also extends to some of the most esteemed education institutions around the world, like IIT, IIM, University of British Columbia, and Stanford University, where he has shared his journey, which is absolutely amazing. But apart from all this, Bollywood has now honored him by making a movie exclusively based on his life, and it's none other than Hrithik Roshan, who plays the real-life Anand. The film released exactly a week ago, and so far, it's been good. There have been some strong reviews, and it's managed to garner 70 crores at the box office, and this number is only expected to grow for another week until Kangana Ranaut's Judgmental Hai Kya hits the big screen. But what's really, really amazing is that a few days ago, Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister Sushil Kumar Modi exempted entertainment taxes on the film, for which he was thanked by Anand on Twitter, and last evening, Ashok Gehlot, Rajasthan's Chief Minister, did the same thing. He declared Super 30 tax-free across the state, and another tweet wrote, "It is an excellent example of exceptional willpower and determination that despite all odds, success is achievable." And Hrithik thanked Ashok over Twitter for this privilege. Kudos to Bihar and Rajasthan for doing something like this, and I hope this trend turns into a norm in the future for certain exceptional films such as Super 30. 15th August since 1947 has always been one of the most important days for India, because that's when we became an independent country. And for years now, Bollywood has used the established patriotism to fuel their film's mileage by releasing it on the 15th. This year, it's going to be Akshay Kumar's Mission Mangal and John Abraham's Butler House. Prabhas's Saho was also on that list, but according to a recent statement shared by the producers of the film, the release date has now been postponed. The statement read, "We want to bring the best to the audience for bringing finesse to the action sequences. We need some more time. Although we are shifting the date from Independence Day, we want to stick to the month of independence and patriotism with Saho. We are dedicated to bringing the biggest movie on the largest scale." And while that might be true, I can't help but wonder if the clash with two other films also has something to do with the rescheduling, because both Akshay and John over the years through various films have established themselves as actors who are high on patriotism, making them the viewer's favorite choice. But with Saho out of the picture, it's exciting to see how Akshay versus John is going to pan out. And speaking of clash, Saho's release date is kind of funny because it releases the same day as Nitesh Tiwari's Chichore, and Shraddha Kapoor is in both the films, and both these films will also be competing against Rajkumar Rao's Made in China. Oh man, this is such an exclusive Bollywood problem. Too many movies, not enough dates. Yesterday was Priyanka Chopra's happy birthday, and she celebrated turning 37 with her husband Nick Jonas and her new family in the States. And being a global celebrity, her social media was flooded with birthday wishes from almost every corner of the world by her friends, family and fans. But some wishes simply stood out, starting with Deepika Padukone, someone who was rumored to have a cold war with Priyanka, and she cleared the air in the past by saying, "We have had very different beginnings. I still remember I was in school when she won Miss World. I've known her for many years and nothing has changed." But all that doesn't matter now, especially after her adorable message to PC yesterday. On her Instagram story, she wrote, "If there's one thing I know you've always craved is to love and to be loved. So here's wishing you love in all its forms and in abundance today and forever. Happy birthday." Apart from Deepika, the Barfi actress was wished by both her sisters-in-law Sophie Turner and Danielle Jonas. Papa Jonas is also a part of this list with a beautiful message, a part of which read, "We are so thankful that you are family." And then of course, Madhu Chopra wished her darling daughter with a throwback picture, and this blast from the past shows toddler Priyanka in the middle with her parents on either side. Lastly, her better half Nick Jonas on Instagram wished her by calling her the light of his world. Oof, that amount of love is certainly overwhelming, and just based on these few wishes, it would be safe to assume that she had a great time yesterday. You take a look at one of champion wrestlers Geeta Fogarth's most recent picture, you're definitely going to be like, the Dabang is strong with this one. I'm talking about the picture where she's looking absolutely stunning in her khaki uniform, and she's not just wearing it for a photo shoot, but it's legit. If you're wondering how and why, then let me tell you that after she brought home India's first ever gold medal in women's wrestling in 55kg category in Commonwealth Games back in 2010, she was appointed as the Deputy Superintendent of Police, or DSP, in Haryana Police. However, officially getting that position took a couple of years, to be precise, 6 years. Back in 2016, she told the Indian Express that, "We got used to waiting, everyone is happy, but we are not as happy as we should have been. While other players were appointed as DSP on winning gold in the same event, we were denied this for 6 long years. But all that's in the past now. Nitesh Tiwari's Dangal was based on her journey on becoming a world champion, and now seeing her in this cop avatar, I think it's time to make a film on this aspect of her life as well. Rohit Shetty, are you listening? Child artist Shivlek Singh passed away yesterday afternoon in a car accident. He was part of the popular Hindi TV show Sasural Simar Ka. The unfortunate incident happened on the outskirts of Raipur, Chhattisgarh, when his car collided with a truck. Along with his family, Shivlek was reportedly traveling to Raipur to attend media interviews when their car hit the back of the truck. And while the truck driver fled from the spot, the 14-year-old succumbed to his injuries there, and his parents and another man named Naveen Singh are severely injured. He was originally from Chhattisgarh and moved to Mumbai as a toddler and had been living there for almost a decade. Apart from Sasural Simar Ka, he had also appeared in a couple of reality shows, the popular serial Sankat Mochan Hanuman, and a few others. He was currently working on Kesri Nandan, which is a social TV drama. On behalf of In.com, heartfelt condolences to his loved ones, and may his soul rest in peace. And that brings me to the end of this podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, have a great weekend and stay awesome. The Quickies on In.com.